Welcome to Healing Hearts Ministries, where Pastor Tapper gives you biblical solutions for today's problems. Healing Hearts is brought to you by the New Covenant Church of God, located at 10428 Astoria Boulevard in East Elmhurst, Queens, New York. You are welcome to join us every Sunday morning at 11 a.m. for Word and Worship, or go to our website at healingheartsnyc.org. Now, let us join Pastor Tapper as he shares with us the living Word of God.
Greetings, everyone. This is Pastor Tapper, and thank you for joining us today. 2 weeks ago, on September the 11th, my daughter, who is the youth pastor at New Covenant Church, delivered a word from God about the woman in the Bible with an issue of blood. It happened to coincide with the anniversary of 9/11. Today, I want to share with you an excerpt from that sermon, and I pray that it will bless you as it did our congregation that morning. Here now is my daughter, Pastor Stephanie.
15 years ago, the World Trade Centers fell. They didn't just fall. Obviously, planes went into them, and World Trade Center and the Pentagon. And almost 3,000 people died. And I remember that day, because I was in the city. So, of course, it was, you know, definitely a strong memory for me. I was in the city. I didn't know how I was going to get home. I was like 20 blocks from where it all happened. So I remember that day, you know, really strongly in my mind. But I remember that Sunday after, churches were packed, right? You couldn't get a seat. People who hadn't gone to church in years were at church. Like the Christmas people, the Easter people, like they were out on 9/11. They were. And you could not, it was standing room only in churches. I remember our church was full that day. And I think about that day, and I remember those people that, you know, lost their lives, and I send prayers out to their families. And I think about that day because they had a sense of urgency that morning, right? They like, oh my God, anything could happen. Life is so short. They were just going to work and going about their daily lives, and look what happened. And they're not with us any longer. So these people rushed out to church, and it's like, I can't let another day go by. I need Jesus in my life. I need Jesus in my life. That sense of urgency. And we've all at one time or another felt that sense of urgency, right? We all like just fall on our face and we need him at that moment. How do we keep that sense of urgency there all the time? How do we keep that there all the time? So church membership dwindled a little bit the following Sundays after. And here we are 15 years later. I still see some empty spaces in the church because that sense of urgency isn't there again. Unless you have a catastrophe in your life, a personal catastrophe, God forbid. Let's say someone passes who's very close to you. You get that sense of urgency back. Let's say, you know, you're down and out. You got like $10 in your bank account. You got a sense of urgency. What am I gonna eat? God help me. You said you're my provider. What about, you know, you're at that moment when, you know, your relationship is failing. That you put so much time and energy into. You've got that sense of urgency now, right? You got that sense of urgency. Do you need to have something happen to you, though, in order to feel that sense of urgency? So I'm asking you all today to make a conscious effort. We don't want God to knock us down on our feet. I've been there. I've had it happen to me a couple times. I'm sure many of you maybe have been knocked down to your feet a couple of times, taking the wind out of you. Amen. Don't let that have to happen in order for you to want to seek a closer relationship with God. So in relationship to that, our lives are borrowed. My life is not my own. I asked Brother Carlos to sing that song because it just fits so perfectly with this intro that I have. My life is not my own. We have a borrowed life. So if you feel like you're going about your day and you're rising in your career and you're doing this and you're doing that, you've got to think, what's the end result? Because at the end of the day, you cannot take any of that stuff with you. You can't take your diplomas with you. You've got to do what counts and what matters for God, because your life is borrowed. There are some people who buy an outfit, wear it, tuck the tags in. They buy an outfit, they tuck the tags in. Maybe they have a job interview or something, and then they